Whether you like your racing up top on the cushion or tearing up the pavement, you've come to the right place. This is PRN at the Track, a show dedicated to the roots of racing. PRN at the Track is brought to you by Cookout, fresh shakes, burgers, and barbecue. And by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. Now here's your host, Lenny Baticki.
Welcome to PRN at the Track, presented by Cookout. Always fresh char-grilled hamburgers and ice-cold Coca-Cola. Stop by Cookout. Awesome food at max speed. I'm Lenny Baticki. Coming up in this show, we'll chat with Ararat winner Kendall Tucker. Then we'll speak with Sprint Car winner J.J. Yaley. And we'll have a conversation with Cherokee winner Chris Ferguson. But first, let's get to our What's Hot. We'll start in Auburndale, Florida. Colton Bettis, a winner there. Jaden Bowling, the checkers at Volusia. Marion County, Hassan Chiari, the victor. Jamie Oliver wins at Anderson, South Carolina. Lakeview to Cheeseburger Mullis. Rod Tucker victorious at Sumter. Lawrence to Jasper Brown. And Dylan Thomas wins at Dillon. Franklin County in Virginia to Danny Bone. Larry Ramsey, the big trophy at Natural Bridge. Brasstown, North Carolina to Spanky Barnett. Lee Tiss at Wins Hudson, Wake to Carson Hayslip, Billy Joe Wynn at East Lincoln, Ace Speedway to Junior Snow, Justin Watts victorious at Harris, and Caraway goes to Hunter Jordan. Now to North Georgia and the voice of Tommy Tedder.
Corey Hedgecock will lead him down the back straight. He'll get to turn three here at North Georgia Speedway, and Corey Hedgecock will take the win. He's followed by Dale McDowell, and Dalton Cook will bring it home third.
At Echo Park, it's Jensen Jorgensen, Kenny Collins, the checkers at Winder Barrow, Beckley, West Virginia to Tyler Carpenter, Montana Dudley gets it done at East Alabama Motor Speedway. Wartburg, Tennessee. Mike Weeks back in victory lane. Ashton Higgins wins Kingsport. Smoky Mountain to Jed Emmerich. Aaron Gwynn victorious at Tazewell. Mountain View to William Blankenship. Bobby Giffen wins I-75. And Thunder Mountain goes to Wesley Brummert. And joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, the winner from Ararat Raceway in Virginia, Kendall Tucker. Hey, Kendall, late model winner. You've been hearing that a bunch this year with Raceway Natural Bridge. But back in the day, am I correct? You were a college baseball player before you became a racer. How do you transition from one to the other?
Yeah, about my whole life growing up was basically just taken over by sports, and was lucky enough to go play 4 years of college baseball. And probably about 4 or 5 months after my senior year of college ended, I just couldn't stand it anymore. Finally was able to talk my dad into get me a race car, and it's just been full steam ahead since then.
Full steam ahead and swinging for the fences and coming up with homers. Ararat Raceway, the latest place where our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline, Kendall Tucker, has won, but also winning a couple of times at Natural Bridge Raceway and with Raceway. A strong season here for you. What's been one of the keys for you? I saw earlier, maybe it was that she said yes earlier this year. What can you tell us about bending on one knee and getting the ring out?
Yeah, that was a big win there, in January to start off 2025 for me. Me and my longtime girlfriend, fiance now, Allison, was able to, get proposed to her, and got that taken care of in January. So started off the year on a winning foot, and just sort of been carrying, the good wave of momentum and stuff. Everything's been going good, really, and personally, and, racing since last year. So just trying to get better, as a person and as a racer each time I get in the car, and, each day goes by, and just try to be a little better than I was the last time, and get a little better each day.
And he seems to be doing just that. Kendall Tucker, our guest of the ProFabrication.com hotline. The Allison Stedman is Allie Stedman, who you may remember was on this show back in her American All-Star Series days when she was part of the series officiated crew and doing social media for him. Congratulations, Allie, and, of course, our guest, Kendall Tucker. And, Kendall, I understand that winning these races, you're also a part of the ProFabrication family. How's those ProFab headers working for you?
Oh, yeah, we joined the ProFab team probably a year and a half, 2 years ago, and it's just an awesome product, good quality header, no issues out of them. So just can't thank all them guys enough for what they do to support my racing.
Yeah, Kendall Tucker winning at Ararat Raceway last weekend, and then three other races across two other tracks. Our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline, ProFabrication headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, including Gasco gaskets, available at ProFabrication.com. So what about Ararat Raceway? I understand you hadn't been there in a while, like back when you were just a little rascal, and now getting a win there. How does the track, for those that haven't been there, what's it feel like?
Yeah, it was great. I hadn't been there since I was probably like 8 years old when my dad was racing growing up. So it was cool to get back over there. Hadn't been able to make it out there yet this year. It's about 15, 20 minutes from my house. So luckily had an off weekend in our schedule and wanted to go over there and mess around a little bit. And, you know, had a good night qualifying on the pole and, you know, fought off a couple hard charges from a couple guys and you know, had a good car all night long. You know, can't thank all my guys at Double Nickel Race Cars enough for giving me a, you know, fast car every time I get in it, and just hoping we can finish the year out strong.
Those Double Nickels always quick, and Kendall Tucker taking them to their limit, taking the win at Ararat Raceway last weekend. Our guest of the ProFabrication.com hotline. I understand you also use iRacing to kind of help you. How does you know, iRacing on a computer sitting in your living room help you on a dirt track on a Saturday night?
Yeah, iRacing, it's been a big tool for me. You know, my years playing college baseball, I would utilize iRacing, you know, just about every day, you know, just racing, you know, trying to improve my racecraft. I didn't, you know, before I started racing dirt late model 4 years ago, I just never really had much experience. So I was able to use that, you know, to, you know, get my hand-eye coordination, you know, sharp, and, you know, learn just little racecraft stuff here and there. And, you know, it's a lot of that stuff that you can take from iRacing and apply it to the real world. You know, my first time driving a car, a lot of it was, you know, not exactly similar, but, you know, it definitely put me in the right direction. You know, sped up my learning curve a whole lot, and I still use it to this day. Actually, before Ararat, I was messing around Friday night with pro late models at Millbridge. So I was about the smallest track I could compare it to. So, you know, definitely, you know, got to thank iRacing for being a great tool to use.
Kendall, when folks want to keep up with you and the, you know, impending marriage and all that kind of stuff, where can we follow you on social media to be able to do that?
Yeah, you can check us out, Kendall Tucker Racing on Facebook. And we just now launched a YouTube page a couple months ago. Just been posting some recap videos, you know, of our night and stuff with the track. And if you can just check us out on those two platforms, that'd be awesome.
Kendall Tucker, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Thanks for joining us. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back.
When you're hungry and nothing but the best will do, there's Cookout. Mouth-watering, fresh off the grill burgers, chicken, barbecue, tempting fries, onion rings, and hush puppies, and the best combos in town, topped off with a thick, creamy milkshake, soda, or huge Southern-style tea. Oh, man, I gotta have some Cookout. It's the place that cares about the quality of its food and service, and has for over 35 years. Check out the menu at cookout.com and head on over to your nearest Cookout.
Hey, Joey Logano here, the driver of the number 22 Hunt Brothers Pizza Ford Mustang. What can a three-time champion do by the end of this ad? A pit stop and grabbing a hunk of pizza at the closest convenience store near you. To find a location, visit huntbrotherspizza.com.
PRN's At the Track returns in just a moment. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
These cars are about to fire it off in anger.
Logano back across the stripe. Now Zane Smith putting on some pressure.
Side by side, Austin Cindric has him at the line, and he will take the lead into one.
Boy, what a save. We got cars sideways. It's Christopher Bell. He spins and collects a couple cars. Here comes Shane Van Gisbergen on the bottom. He's looking for second.
Now Chris Buescher fired out of a cannon at turn two. He's right into the rear bumper of Ty Gibbs. Which way is it going to go?
Oh, it's a multi-car accident. I want to say 15, 20 cars. Looks like Austin Cindric is involved. Denny Hamlin. Guys, that took out about two-thirds of the field.
We have a fight on pit road between two crew guys. One of them is with Ty Gibbs. One is with Brad Keselowski.
Brad Keselowski will see the white flag as he drives under the start-finish line.
Chase Elliott has battled at the front all night long. He's won the war. Chase Elliott has just punched his ticket to the playoffs.
Awesome job, man. Awesome. Thank you guys so much.
This is PRN.
Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN at the Track, presented by Cookout. Joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, fresh from Victory Lane at the Power Eye War Elite Sprints, Jesse Hockett, Daniel McMillan Memorial out at Lucas Oil Raceway in Wheatland, Missouri, J.J. Yaley. Hey, J.J., welcome back to the show. A couple of names on this headline, long-lost friends and such. Did you know either of these gentlemen?
First, thanks for having me on. And it was a great weekend there at Lucas Oil Speedway in Wheatland, Missouri. And, I knew Jesse Hockett when he was first starting. He actually drove for my dad a long time ago. He's got the one of the honors of being fired from the famous Cactus Jack, like so many of us have had happen to us. Jesse was a phenomenal race car driver. He could race with a wing, without a wing. Obviously he was a dirt guy, and he worked on his own race cars and could mechanic them, and just he did everything. So, he was a friend, and obviously had a lot of thought a lot of him and his abilities, and obviously sad for him not to still be with us. But
and Daniel,
I've watched Daniel race a little bit. I wasn't as familiar with him, just like anything else, racing can be dangerous, and sometimes things don't just work out for us. So to win a memorial race with guys that were true racers, just adds a little extra to it.
Well, and J.J. Yaley did get that win at the Power Eye War Elite Sprints last weekend at Lucas Oil Raceway. He's our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Kind of a unique set of things happening now. Folks know you from the days, the great days in USAC, now in a cup. But this has been something been building, and the combination of folks that you're working with reminds me a little bit of the band, the Traveling Wilburys, Roy Orbison, Tom Petty, George Harrison, Bob Dylan. Now it's you, Sean Wood, Flea Ruzick, Sammy Swindell, kind of in this collective that is old school car, old school racing, and old school butt kicking. What fun is this for you at this point in your career? What kind of cool stuff is it like to hang around these guys and go through the ups and downs with them?
Oh, I mean, it means a lot. I always have loved dirt. I guess I will always be a dirt driver at heart, even though I've, been 21 years now in the sport of NASCAR. But I watch it, love it, eat it, breathe it, the whole nine yards. So to get to go run, this car that Flea Ruzick built is very similar to the cars that I ran in the late or the early 2000s. It's almost a 22, 23 year design, with a coil front, with an anti-roll bar in the front, and just standard torsion bars in the back. This car's brand new. It's kind of fun. It's a brand new race car. This was the first race that we have run it. Even though he built the chassis and put it together, more than almost 2 years ago. So, anytime you bring a brand new race car out, you have gremlins, and we really fought a lot of different mechanical and engine gremlins on Friday, even though we're still able to come out with a second place finish there.
But when luckily, those gremlins, with all that experience in the pits and the relationships over years and years between, I'm looking at the names I just mentioned about the band, you're trying to get that hit song, trying to get the car to hit just right for the driver. In your case, is it amount of respect? Is it just looks? How do you communicate in there where you know all the guys around you are your equals in longevity and history of the sport? How do you work through the process of fixing a problem, unlike if it's just you and maybe a crew of younger guys?
Well, obviously, there's a lot of knowledge here, so that makes it a lot easier. But unfortunately, some of the things that we were changing weren't fixing the problem. So, in typical way of life anymore, we just continue to change parts until we finally found the problem and went through everything that was possibly electrical in the car, found a few things that were wrong, weren't the entire issue, and then narrowed it down to some fuel-related issues and finally got it running. So that was the most important thing.
J.J. Yaley on the ProFabrication.com hotline. ProFabrication headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, including Gasco gaskets, available at ProFabrication.com. I saw your setup that you put out to the whole public there, and I don't know diddly about it, but usually when I hear about blocks and coils and stagger, that has something to do with moonshine and then air and a roll bar and three R&Rs. It sounded like it was some kind of Peyton Manning audible thing. Look, I was waiting for Omaha to come up. How do you guys talk all those different languages in race car language to make the thing go faster with you as the driver?
That was just the basic setup of the car. You know, that's a funny thing that Flea Ruzick had started. Anytime he won a race with one of his midgets, he would post the setup for everyone to see. Just, you know, like, hey, here it is. This is what I beat you with. And I generally don't do that. You know, I try to keep some of that stuff close to my vest. But, you know, Flea called me out on Twitter and said, hey, you won the race. That's the tradition. You got to send out the setup. So, you know, again, the stagger, the springs, you know, what we block the car on, which creates the height of the car, just everything was there. Like that was what I had in the car, and no one has a car like this. I mean, it's hard to translate some of those things over there, but you know, there are key things or important things that people are like, oh man, I didn't have that, or I had too much of this. So, you know, whatever it is, it still comes down to the driver being able to get the most out of whatever they're driving. And, if it helps someone down the road, then that's good for them too.
Well, they had a good driver, a really good driver, JJ Yaley, our guest on the profabrication.com hotline. And we're not so worried about your setup, worried about our friend JJ and how much fun are you having? We got about half a minute or so left. How cool is it to experience Victory Lane again in this fashion?
It's great. It's been way too long since I've been there. And once you get back to Victory Lane, just like anything else, you just want to get more of it. So, you know, it's my second non-lane sprint car win this year, and of both of them, you know, being very kind of prestigious non-lane races. So, you know, that makes it fun, makes you feel good that you beat some of the best, even though you're kind of a part-time guy that hasn't done it in a while. And, you know, I've had some off weekends. I've got some more NASCAR weekends coming up. So it's going to be more back to regular work versus getting to go out there and play and, go back to the old days of remembering how to sling an 850 horsepower car that weighs 1200 pounds around a dirt racetrack.
Well, we sure enjoy watching it happen for you. JJ Yaley taking the win to the Power Eye Elite Sprints Jesse Hockett Daniel McMillan Memorial at Lucas Oil Raceway in Wheatland, Missouri. He's our guest of the ProFab Hotline. Really appreciate your time, JJ. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more of PRN at the Track.
When it comes to maintaining your engine to run at peak performance, trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant. Z-Max soaks into metal, so it's easy to add to your oil or gas to disperse carbon buildup in your engine, fuel system, and transmission. Protect your vehicle's engine to the max with Z-Max. Check us out at zmax.com or visit us on Facebook and Twitter to find out more about our full line of products. Remember the name, Z-Max, for your car, big rig, small engines, firearms, and more. That's Z-Max Micro Lubricant.
You've only got so many weekends. Spend one doing something nobody saw coming. Is it a party, a festival, a race? It's all of that. And all at once. Concerts, tailgating, unbelievable action. 100 reasons to say this is actually awesome. It's fast. It's wild. It's the cutoff race in NASCAR's playoffs, the Wild Card Weekend. The Bank of America Roval 400, Sunday, October 5th. Get tickets at charlottemotorspeedway.com.
There's more at the Track in just a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Get your NASCAR fix with PRN's Garage Pass.
It's hard to just turn it around in 1 week, but I wouldn't be shocked if we did.
I don't think the results have been what we have hoped for or expected, but I think the potential in the cars and the speed has been pretty good.
You know, it's a big deal already, so that's a, you know, big positive for us. So I think now it's just about working together and getting better.
I think the Penske cars are still elite when it comes to plate racing.
Hi, I'm Mark Garrow, tracking the latest racing news every weekday.
Grab a friend and pack the cooler. Saturday Night Racing returns to North Wilkesboro Speedway, October 18th for the Z-Max Cars Tour Championship. See rising stars like Keelan Harvick compete against Short Track Racing's best in season finals for Pro late model stock, and the Smart Modified Tour. Party down North Wilkesboro style with the Z-Max Cars Tour, Saturday, October 18th. For tickets, visit NorthWilkesboroSpeedway.com. Cookout, always fresh char-grilled hamburgers. Stop by Cookout for a Cookout tray and ice-cold Coca-Cola. Cookout, awesome food at max speed. Welcome back to PRN at the Track, presented by Cookout. Joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, fresh off of his first victory of the year in the Carolina Class Super Late Model Series at the track your mama warned you about. That's Cherokee Speedway down in South Carolina. Chris Ferguson, the 2022 Show Me 100, not that far away, and still winning races. What's it like to get that first win of the year, no matter what time of the year it is for you?
Oh, it was just exhilarating. Everything definitely felt a lot of weight lifted off of my shoulders. It was a long time coming, and people don't know this, and I'm glad they don't really recognize this, but it's been 2 years since my last win. My last win was a Lucas Oil race that I won at Smoky Mountain over Carson and Jonathan Davenport. So it's been a long time coming, to say the least.
Well, you beat out a couple of good ones there at Smoky Mountain, and certainly the group behind you at Cherokee, an all-star group of racers that know that track, as well as our guest, Chris Ferguson, on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Winning not only that race at Smoky Mountain a couple of years ago, winning the Show Me 100 out in Missouri 3 years ago, and now back in victory lane. But Chris, it's been a real changing process there. She said yes during that time. You started selling chairs to folks that needed to go fast and be safe. Kind of help us catch up for those that, what's Fergie been up to that we've only seen him at, maybe half the amount of races that we're used to seeing you at?
Well, a lot of things have been going on. I kind of keep a couple of them short, but we've been building a new race shop in Kings Mountain, North Carolina, and it's almost done. That's been probably about a year and a half project. We also are building a new place for our seat business that we're about to talk about. I got married last November. And that was, the biggest blessing.
That's Jenna, right? I'm saying it,
yes,
right?
Yes, my wife, Jenna Ferguson now, and she was a Gentry. And
she's the one that jumped on your door and rode with you to victory lane, yes, after you won the race?
She is. She jumped on the door, and she also took the time to go out and give our trophy to a small fan that was in the grandstands after victory lane.
Oh, so that's awesome. So you two have been kind of really, building this family operation with you and Jenna, and now having the safety seat business that we can chat about and all. Chris Ferguson, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline, winner at Cherokee, first time in a couple of years. And it's this seat business, though, doesn't really take you away from racing. We still get to see you at a lot of big races. How are you balancing that, and what is it about these seats that you have your heart in so much there?
Well, a lot of it is, just my passion in general for wanting to build a safe product for my family that races. I mean, that's where it really all started. My little cousin Carson Ferguson races. On my other side of the family, my cousin Anthony Sanders, Big A, and Doug Sanders, they race. Have nephews that race. On my wife's side of the family, her sister Olivia Gentry races. Gentry Williams, she just got married. Also my father-in-law Oliver Gentry, and then all of my wife's cousins, Jody, Jake, Tony, Dylan Knowles, all of them, all raced. And I always felt the passion to want to build something that would keep them safe when they do crash.
What's the name of these seats?
It's Victory Seats. And started that, it all tied in when I started this, a year and a half ago. Well, realistically, we launched it a year ago. We were trying to figure out the name, and my wife's apparel brand, Sweet Victory Apparel, we decided we would play on it, and we went with Victory Seats. And well, it's been a year now.
Well,
in
and
business.
He brought one himself right to victory lane last weekend, the Carolina Clash at Cherokee. Slick Elliott Memorial winner Chris Ferguson on the ProFabrication.com hotline. ProFabrication headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, including Gasco gaskets, available at ProFabrication.com. Did you have ProFab on the car again for this victory, Chris?
Yes, sir. We've had ProFab on the car for over 10 years now, and truthfully, it's been a blessing because we don't really go through headers. We have the same set of headers for 3 or 4 years. You know, besides when we get in a wreck and tear something up, the longevity is second to none. I mean, I've had other headers that rusted or broke out. Man, I've had these things for a long time, and Steve and Andrew and all the guys up there, it's just a constant in our racing community.
And we love ProFab and such, but I know you wanted to get to the new thing that they're bolted to. It looks like the framework, the chassis work, if you will, has changed over the last few months or so, and this helped propel you to this victory?
Yeah, we made a swap to Stinger race cars out of Tennessee, and Chase King does a great job, a phenomenal job with the chassis, and we've been working with him since around June, and truthfully, since we've switched to his cars. We've been in contention at every big race. We haven't really missed a show, and even though we just got our first win, we've ran second 3 or 4 races already, so I'm finding my footing, and I feel comfortable in this car every time we go out on the track.
Chris Ferguson on the ProFabrication.com hotline, winner last weekend of the big Slick Elliott Memorial, and now heading up his seat business with his wife, Jenna, all kinds of good things. When you look from this perspective, and we've got about 25 seconds or less here, what's it like to be Chris Ferguson now, the veteran from the wild child from years back?
It's definitely a lot different. I like the bottom part of the racetrack a lot better than I used to. I used to love the top and being super aggressive, but nowadays I don't mind when it gets slick and smooth.
Well, as long as you find victory. And where can we find those victory seats at Chris Ferguson on the internet?
ChrisFerguson22.com and VictorySeats.com, and on all of our socials there, we post pretty often. We got a lot of good guys in our seats and a lot of great people surrounding my race team.
Stay safe and get you some of those victory seats like our guest of the ProFab Hotline, Chris Ferguson. Chris, thanks for joining us. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more of PRN at the track.
Hey, Joey Logano here. My pit stop's outside of the track, fueling up with a hunk of pizza from Hunt Brothers Pizza, the fastest on-the-go option for the champion and everyone. To find a location, visit HuntBrothersPizza.com.
When you're hungry and nothing but the best will do, there's Cookout. Mouth-watering, fresh off the grill burgers, chicken, barbecue, tempting fries, onion rings, and hush puppies, and the best combos in town, topped off with a thick, creamy milkshake, soda, or huge Southern-style tea. Oh man, I gotta have some Cookout. It's the place that cares about the quality of its food and service, and has for over 35 years. Check out the menu at Cookout.com and head on over to your nearest Cookout. We've got more PRNs at the track in a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
It's hard to believe in this day and age in the United States of America that children are hungry.
Our time on this planet is short. We have to give back to those in need.
Every child has a chance, no matter what obstacles they may encounter.
Never have we been taxed more as a society to help kids the way we are right now.
At Speedway Children's Charities,
our mission is simple.
Help every child we can.
Because all children
deserve joy
and hope
and love.
Hi, this is PRN's Brett McMillan. You know, you don't spend your life just sitting around, so what you need is PRN's mobile app. By downloading the mobile app, you can listen to our live race broadcast from anywhere. Make sure you don't miss a second of the action from the track. Download it today for station listings and on-demand access for your favorite studio shows like Fast Talk, Pit Reporters, or Garage Pass. Get all the latest racing information at your fingertips with a PRN mobile app. Download today, available at the Apple App Store and on Google Play.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit HuntBrothersPizza.com to find your next pizza. What a weekend ahead of racing. Just about everywhere, championship mode, final race of the year type things happening now all across our listening area and really all across the racing world. Thank you for listening. I'm Lenny Baticki. We'll see you next time at the track. So long.
PRN at the track was brought to you by Cookout, fresh shakes, burgers, and barbecue. and by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.